Ready? Obviously, I like the way that we played the second half. I thought the game started too easy for us. Then we got a little complacent, and then they got hot. Mobley's a good player. It's probably the only disappointing thing. We didn't recognize him as well as I'd like to in a scouting report on some situations. But I thought the second half we played with some energy. We shared the ball. We only had one turnover until Trevor had one late in the game. So we shot a good percentage, and I thought we attacked the right way. And then Dez and Jake were really good again. We rebounded better. Not terrific, but we rebounded better. And our guards rebounded. What did Melo end up with? 9. I think he had 10 for a second. They took one away. So almost had his first double-double. 9 rebounds. So we did some nice things. That's a team we should have beat. But we did some things well in the second half. I thought we got better in the second half, which is good this time of year.
Mark, do you think Dez pays attention to stuff like the wooden watch, and do you think that sort of gave him a little motivation to that?
Absolutely, he pays attention to it, and he should be on there. Boy, was he good in the second half. He was not. I didn't think he was particularly great in the first half, and I would just talk to him about slowing down. Dez, slow down, and he can actually change gears now. So I just thought he made all the right decisions in the second half, and he was terrific. And I thought when he defensively, he was a little bit better. And we challenged him to guard Mobley some. He did a nice job with him. I thought Rashad Pack did. Rashad took on a challenge from the beginning to guard Mobley and did a pretty nice job on him.
Just to follow up with Adam, talked about a little last week, his shot looks so much better. He actually looks, when he's going up for threes, he looks pretty confident and pretty squared up.
Yeah, you know what? He's worked at it. He works with gets a lot of shots up. He shot a lot before the game today, and he became a seam shooter, which a lot of people don't believe in. I believe in it. It means he shoots with the seams. He started doing it about 3 months ago, and he does it on every shot now, and he's become a better shooter because of it.
Mark, did you think at the end of the first half that sequence where you guys pressed and got the 2 turnovers and the layups, was that a kind of Lane to Jazz.
Yeah, that was nice because we were really flat. I think they cut it to 8, and we were really flat. I think that built it back up 13 or something, but that was nice. And really the pivotal was just the way we played the second half, and we played well for probably 17 minutes in the second half, which is hard to do when you have a big lead. So I thought the guys were much more complete, dedicated to doing all the right things in the game, but that helped. It helped, and it just let me know that you don't want to press a team that you're going to beat. But we needed energy; we didn't have any, and I thought the press gave us some energy.
Coach, a post that got to me was where Melo kind of had a bad turnover, and then he drew a charge on the other end. What's going through your mind then, and how do you teach a freshman in a moment like that?
Yeah, Melo was Melo did not really play well. My expectations for him are pretty high, and he had 10 and 9. His decision making wasn't what it needed to be, and he's a better decision maker than that. And we want to play a little bit faster, and we've started to speed up there a little bit in the second half. But we get stops, and we kind of jog the ball up. And he's a pitch ahead guy. He's really good at pitching the ball ahead, and when he can do that, he's a more effective point guard. But he forced a couple of things. But with that said, he turned it over for a layup, and he turned it over and then took the charge, which I thought was big on his part. And he was still good. He had a bunch of rollout that he'll make as the season goes on. And, if those roll in, he's got 16 or 17 in this game. So, but he's good. He's a good player.
Mark, what went into the decision to start John in the second half there? And then it seemed like you kind of reignited Devontae. He looked more comfortable in that second half. I think he finished in 4 blocks.
Yeah. The whole reason I started Devontae instead of John was just for rotation factors. It's hard for me to play Checo and Devontae together. I mean, they did a pretty good job there late in this game. But I did it for that reason. And I thought 22 was a really good player for them, Drakeford. And I was worried about foul trouble with Jake Lehman, and I wanted to bring another good defender off the bench. But then the second half, we just needed energy. We have no energy, and John's our energy guy. And that's why we started him. And I thought, you know, gave us a lift.
Coach, second game in a row, you shot over 50% from the field. How well are your guys executing? You're doing in practice and what you're telling them during the game?
I thought we executed better Friday night than we did tonight. I think tonight we were just dominant. We were just bigger, stronger than they were. The thing that we did do is we got to the rim. We shot a lot of layups. It's funny. I'm sitting there thinking, wow, we haven't made any threes. And you look down, we're 10 for 23 from three. That's how good of shooters we have. And because we missed some shots that we normally make. So we're executing at a pretty good clip. Our motion offense wasn't very good tonight. And a lot of it was just their defense was so back that it took us a while to adjust to that. And we hadn't seen that this year. So once we adjusted, we were pretty good.
Don, last question.
And why have we surprised you with, you came here with a reputation as being a shooter. He obviously can do that, but with his defense, with his sort of decision making.
Yeah, no, when you recruit a kid, you see him in all different situations. He played some point guard for his high school team and watched him in the summer. We knew he was good with the ball in his hands. We knew he could play. So, you know, I'm begging him all the time to be more aggressive. And they made one bad decision in the second half. He shot that air ball layup and he had Melo in the corner. He doesn't surprise me. The one thing that does surprise me is how he's taken on a challenge defensively. He guards Dez every day, doesn't back down to him. And today he wanted to guard 21 when he was in there, Mobley. And that's good to see. So he's come a long way in that aspect. Thank you. All right, guys. See you soon.